The state controller audited over 400 shelters overseen or administered by the governor's Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance and found that many homeless shelters outside New York City are in substandard condition with numerous health and safety issues that need to be addressed immediately. The report finds issues include fire and safety violations, bug and mold infestations, and in one case, a dead rat. The controller also finds that the Cuomo administration relies too heavily on often deficient hotels and motels to house the homeless. Cuomo and his aides did not immediately respond, but ironically, Cuomo himself requested the audit during his State of the State message back in January.
The state's obligation to the needy goes beyond empty guarantees and is intended to be a social obligation, and we will honor it.
The governor at the time said shelters found to be unsafe would be closed and ones with major problems would be bid out to new contractors. Cuomo, in the January 13th address, also proposed a $10 billion effort over 5 years to fight homelessness with 20,000 new beds and supportive housing units over the next 15 years. In March, the completed state budget included a plan for 6,000 new beds over the next 5 years, with $1.9 billion allocated, which Cuomo aides say is the first phase of the 15-year commitment. But in the memorandum of understanding between Cuomo and legislative leaders required to commit the funds to specific projects, only the first year of the program was covered. Advocates for the homeless, calling it a betrayal, protested outside the governor's New York City offices.
80,000 homeless, what are you gonna do?
Laura Michou is with the Supportive Housing Network of New York, which is part of a coalition of groups known as the Campaign for New York Housing.
We were very disappointed that we don't have a multi-year, five-year agreement to get all 6,000 units done, because supportive housing isn't done year by year.
Michou says investors who will put up the money to build the new housing and who are also part of the coalition say they need more than a one-year commitment because it takes a while to get the new units up and running. A spokeswoman for Governor Cuomo in a statement insists the five-year program for 6,000 units is still on track and accused the housing groups of having an unspecified political agenda. Governor Cuomo has been feuding with his rival, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on several issues, including who is doing more to combat homelessness. Dale Zuklewski heads up the Homeless Alliance of Western New York, and he's on Governor Cuomo's recently formed task force on homelessness. Zuklewski says he would have preferred that all 5 years of the funding be committed now, but he says he can work with a one-year agreement.
Naturally, everyone would want the full five-year commitment, but if we can only get a one-year, we'll take what we can get.
He says he's already received interest in supportive housing projects since the governor and the legislative leaders signed the memorandum last week.
I've had a series of meetings with developers over the last couple of days that are just chomping at the bit to submit applications for this funding.
But he says he understands why the New York City advocates, where the homeless problem is on a much larger scale, might be more concerned with the lack of a full five-year agreement. Michou, with the Supportive Housing Network, has not given up hope on still getting the five-year commitment in writing. She says since the money was already voted on and approved in the state budget, the legislature does not have to return in order for Cuomo and the legislative leaders to write up a new memo covering the full 5 years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.